Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney welcoming you to another week of America Tonight. Sadly, here we go again with a cop being shot and killed. So in Memphis, they say they've identified Trayvon Wilburn as the suspect in the murder of this poor officer, Sean Bolton, shot during a traffic stop. What is the deal? This is the third murder of a cop in Memphis in less than 4 years, they say, right? The key thing here is traffic stop. Are you kidding me? I mean, how many times have I lately been on the air where we've talked about that? Raise your hand if anyone in your family is a cop. I can say that I have police officers in my family, and I don't know how they do it. And honestly, the two on my husband's side of the family really care about people, really want to protect and serve. And can you imagine what you're risking in protecting and serving? So why would this 29-year-old do that? Shoot this cop. What they believe is that he interrupted a drug transaction when he accidentally tripped on the Mercedes-Benz. That was all it was. The reason he stopped was it was illegally parked on a Memphis street on Saturday night. So then he lit up the Mercedes with his spotlight as he approached and then was confronted. And then he was shot a bunch of times after a small struggle. Inside the car, 1.7 grams of marijuana. 1.7 grams. That's nothing. Nothing. I think it's absolutely disgusting. And, of course, the outpouring of grief in the Boys in Blue in Memphis is beyond all get out. Police Director Tony Armstrong, I was watching him on television. He said, he's a coward. You gunned down. You murdered a police officer for less than 2 grams of pot. You destroy a family. I agree. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Awful. Who wants to be a cop? How many people are going to sign up to be a cop? They want to protect and serve. Routine. This car is illegally parked, stopping him. And now dead. Awful. I mean, even the Memphis police, as some of the details came out, talked about a civilian, somebody on the street that had used his radio to call the police about the shooting. I mean, how sad. The third Memphis cop to be fatally shot in slightly more than 4 years. Slightly more than 4 years. Awful. And think of the family that he leaves behind. How many people affected by this death? And then as it turns out, the guy who was picked up, the suspect anyway, this 29-year-old, has a history. He's currently on what they call supervised release. I guess that's not working out. For a 121-month sentence for robbery of a bank. So here he was, some tiny minuscule amount of drugs in the car, pot, and he kills, guns down this officer. I say that again. How somebody wants to be a police officer, I have no idea. The massive attacks on cops as it is. Because as in any walk of life, of course there are terrible police officers. Of course there are bad police officers. But how many are good cops? How many are of those people do you turn to when you need them? And are we getting the best? It's going to be far and few between if these things continue to happen. It's just another sad, sad tale of a death that didn't need to occur. Because they can salute and they'll send him off and they'll do everything that you do that is ceremonial when something like this happens. But all the police officers know this. You cannot put these pieces back together for this family. It is so tough to call somebody and tell them, I'm sorry, your son's dead. It was a routine traffic stop. Ugh, awful. Sorry to turn this into a negative fest as soon as we crack open the mic for the beginnings of the week here on the show. Trust me, there were other bright things that happened out there. We'll have a daily salute along the way, plus a couple of conversations. One about, okay, so you don't like Obamacare, what's the solution? David Hochberg had some interesting points to make about possible solutions to what is not working with Obamacare. What has happened to people whose rates have gone through the roof or they lost their health care from work or whatever it might be. But he has some solid solutions and says that's what the Republicans need to do. If they're going up against the Affordable Care Act, then they need to have something to counter it with, and I agree with that. So what's the plan? What's the solution? And he and I have talked before, but this time he really lays it out. And also, speaking of murder, we're going to talk to Manny Tafari, who's defending a guy with five kids who is being accused of murder, now faces a jury trial for a murder he says he clearly, as his attorney, did not commit and that he's being railroaded. You can decide as you hear some of the details on that one. Coming up next, it's Sunday, so that means Sunday into Monday is the Sunday swirl. The talking heads that fill the political shows from Meet the Press to ABC's This Week to Fox to CNN, you name it. And Donald Trump is front and center because everybody wants to talk to Donald Trump. As yet another poll comes out, and clearly he is head and shoulders above everybody else in the Republican Party. So how is he prepping for this debate? A lot of people are questioning. Usually there's so much bravado from Donald Trump. And last week you heard a little clip of Donald Trump saying that, you know, he doesn't know how he's doing the debate, but he'll do what he can. And on Meet the Press, he was asked about that instead of just saying, of course, I'll knock it down. Why was he hesitating somewhat about the debate, which happens on August 6th. So on Thursday, we'll be debating, we'll be talking about that debate on our show that night. And I'll be curious to see, you know, who's going to be the afterthought, who's going to rise to the occasion, who's going to basically win the debate. Because in a debate, you have a winner. Or, you know, maybe you have a couple winners since you have a crowded field. But usually somebody emerges as clearly the strongest person, at least in the first debate, and that can certainly change. Also, did you go to the movies over the weekend? If you saw Mission Impossible, you weren't alone. Number one at the box office, shattering all kinds of records, not surprised. This is Tom Cruise's best vehicle, without a doubt. Stay with us, Donald Trump. How's he prepping? We'll talk about that next.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Mission Impossible 2. Yeah, they said it couldn't be done. Mission Impossible, not that Mission Impossible 2, it's actually Mission Impossible 4. This is the fourth one. So, oh no, it's the fifth. Actually, it's the fifth. I forgot about that. So it's five. Wow, five Mission Impossibles. Woo! $56 million is what it earned over the weekend. Opening weekend audiences, 62% male. They could break this down. 81% over the age of 25. Pretty interesting, huh? Men like fast things and toys, just like the whole Bond world. And this is only the beginning. So it probably, who knows, eclipses 200,000 plus. I mean, you know, who knows what it ultimately is. To make the film, it costs $150 million. So they should make up that budget. And this series is called, this one, this Mission Impossible is called Rogue Nation. And they actually bumped up its release because it's supposed to be out at Christmas. But instead, they decided, nah, this is going to be, we're going to do this in the summer, which kind of makes sense. It seems like a summer movie, doesn't it? Then, of course, you have all the other movies. We do the cheap movie review thing. Ant-Man, Minions, Pixels. If you have kids or grandkids, you might have gone to probably one of those films. Perhaps you did. I talked to somebody who went to the Minions, took their four-year-old son, and they were in the movie theater where, you know, there's these movie theaters now. Some of you listening might have been to one of these where, of course, the ticket is not cheap, but you go and you're in recliners. It's like you're at your house, but in these really neat recliners, and they come and they wait on you to get whatever you want to eat, and from popcorn to, you know, pasta, whatever it is. And they're called, I think there's a several different versions of it, but one of them is called Look Cinemas. And they have only so many seats in the theater, but I think every seat is probably a pretty good seat, so how about that? You go and you take your four-year-old, and the four-year-old gets to recline and eat popcorn and watch the Minions. I thought that was pretty interesting, I have to say. All right, once again, Donald Trump, though, is hogging up the headlines when it comes to the Republicans and the debate that's happening in a handful of days. He's asked over and over again about getting ready for the debate and what the debate prep is. And Chuck Todd, I thought, asked him the right question. Why were you kind of a little hesitant about being prepared, being ready, and how well you would do on the stage? And here's what he said.
Well, I'm not a debater. I've never debated before. I've never been on a stage debating. I guess my whole life has been a debate in one way, but I've never been on a formal stage debating, so I really don't know. I understand you have nine other people that are going to be shooting at me, and that may be true, maybe not. But I really don't know. I don't have pollsters. I don't want to waste money on pollsters because, you know, I don't want to be unreal. I want to be me. I have to be me. You know, we have enough of that in Washington with pollsters telling everybody what to say and everybody being controlled by the special interests and the lobbyists, et cetera, et cetera, and the donors. I see the donors all over the place. I know them, and I know they don't give because they happen to be nice people. So I think that really, you know, who knows? I think I know most of the subjects very well. I've been through it. A lot of people have been asking me a lot of questions for 3 or 4 months, and we'll see what happens. But, again, I don't think you can artificially prepare for something like this.
All right, I like that answer, I got to say. He said, I'm just going to be me. I'm not paying the pollsters. I don't want to know any of that kind of stuff. Listen, I know, because he's right. He's friends with all the donors. He knows all the people who give money because he's been in that batch of people. That's the circles, right? So he already knows them. I thought that was pretty interesting. I thought that was a pretty good answer, actually, when he was asked about prepping for the debate. I mean, you got to hand it to him, whether you think he's a blowhard, it shouldn't be in it, is making a joke of it or whatever, or you think it's terrific, I think you got to give him credit in one sense for being authentic. Whatever Trump is, he is the authentic Trump, and that's what you'll get on the stage. That's why it's going to be interesting, because in the speaking world, there is this new movement of authenticity instead of the person who is preaching to you from the stage. And in debates, it used to be pretty formalized. Now you don't have that as much. So authenticity, I think, is the thing that we all crave. And even in our politics, because we're sick of the shiny object, the person who's been spun around 10 different times, and you don't know really what you're getting. I mean, how many times have I said this on this show, whether I agreed with the person or not, if they were who they were, they were authentic in what they say, and you will never 100% agree with anyone. I doubt on the planet anybody matches up with me 100%. So somebody that I would vote for, I don't think they would 100% represent the way I feel about every single issue. And I guarantee I would challenge all of you. You know, anybody that's going to step up and say, well, no, I think Mike Huckabee totally 100% represents me, or I think Ben Carson 100% represents me, or Ted Cruz or whoever. I don't think so. I just don't think that that's possible. That's good. Because do you really want that? No, you want somebody who's honest. And if they're 80% on ideologically the same as how you feel about issues that are important to America, then I think you're doing pretty good. 80 or above is pretty darn good. So now I can't wait even more to see how Trump handles that. And I wonder, and some of you would some of you would label yourself as Tea Partiers, right? So if you're a Tea Party person, are you backing Donald Trump? Are you backing him now or not? I mean, his run for the Republican presidential nomination, right, is reminiscent of what we saw in the midterm elections for the Tea Party candidates who really got pumped up thanks to the Tea Party and that movement, like Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, like Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas. So here we go. Is he the guy to energize everybody or not? I mean, look, it's got to be whoever the candidate is, what you hope is in some way, and I think it's pretty difficult, but in some way they unite the traditional Republicans, the independents, the people who were Democrats, the Tea Party people, whatever version of a Republican you call yourself. You want to, that's where that 80% comes in. You want to get somebody who's close to it, right? So the Tea Party backed Ted Cruz. The Tea Party really helped Rand Paul. Donald Trump is self-funded. And he's on top of these polls. He's on top of them. And he's trying to take down some of the more established Republicans. Guard, including John McCain, the senator from Arizona, and of course the former Florida governor, that makes sense, Jeb Bush, because he's part of the Bush dynasty. And I think the one thing all of us can agree on, politically speaking, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, whatever, I think we're sick of the same old thing, aren't we? And, you know, that always gets said. If you go back in history and you look at people running for office, FDR's time, Truman's time, I mean, pick a time, Wilson, whatever, that's what would be said. Maybe not with Washington, maybe not with Lincoln, but even with Lincoln, I think. And that would be a theme. You could read the papers from those times and read the headlines. They're tired of the same old thing. But Trump is not the same old thing. He is generating some buzz, some enthusiasm. And he's definitely infuriating a lot of people, a lot of Republicans, a lot of Democrats aren't thrilled to see him suck some of the wind out of their campaigns, in a sense, right? They don't necessarily want to see that. And then you start to think about it. Is it really possible that Donald Trump, who wants to be himself, is it really possible that Donald Trump could win the nomination? Then what happens? Bye-bye everybody else that thought they might become the next representative for the Republicans in the White House. Then with a Trump and a Hillary Clinton, what happens in that race? I don't know. It's kind of intriguing, I'd have to say. You can always email me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, Manny Tafari and his odyssey as a lawyer to defend a man with five kids who says he's innocent of the crime he's being accused of.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LockItPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times. It makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Tonight we have Manai Tafari with us. He's an attorney who is involved in a very big case in New York. I'm going to jog everyone's memory. Do you remember the story of Nick Hillary? He's the father of five kids whose life has really been toppled since 2011. There was a 12-year-old boy, Garrett Phillips, who was killed, who lost his life, and Nick Hillary is charged with murdering the 12-year-old inside the Phillips home. Phillips was found strangled and suffocated. Now, here's the other part to this, and Manai will talk more about this, but a police lieutenant and a former police chief said under oath that there was no evidence tying the former Clarkson University soccer coach Nick Hillary to the killing of the 12-year-old boy, but yet this case continues to go on and on and on, and all of this balancing act, think of 2011, has been in the wind since then. So Manai Tafari is a New York City-based criminal defense attorney specializing with parole issues and immigration law. And it's interesting because Tafari himself knows what this is like, born and raised in rural Jamaica. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time. This story did get a lot of publicity. What's the latest? What's happening now here with Nick?
Well, the latest is that Mr. Hillary is currently in Potsdam, New York. He's basically living in a community that has been poisoned against him for the last 4 years. Now, just a little background on this case. This case took place in October of 2011, and immediately within an hour of this crime being committed. Police officers were already at Mr. Hillary's home. Now, what should also be known is that Mr. Hillary has two alibi witnesses who place him elsewhere during the time of the crime. Also, police found DNA evidence on the victim, actually under the victim's fingernail, that they tested against Mr. Hillary's DNA, and it did not match. So if we take the police officer's word and we take the actual forensic DNA reports, science has already exonerated Mr. Hillary. Mr. Hillary's two alibi witnesses have already exonerated Mr. Hillary, but yet this case is scheduled to go to trial on November 30th.
Yeah, so you as an attorney, and you look at this, wow, and as you said, in November, what do you have to do here? There has to be, you have to be a little bit nervous about this if you look at the potential here for the jurors and the balancing, like I said, the balancing act that is now what's happened to him.
Correct. Well, in a case like this, you can either become jaded or you could be inspired. And I believe that people of good conscience everywhere understand that this cannot happen. Actually, there is police videotape that was taken of Mr. Hillary the day after this murder. And in the affidavit that was used to secure a search warrant for Mr. Hillary, the police officer stated that Mr. Hillary had a significant limp the day after the murder, and they used the videotape to say this. However, this videotape is posted on truthfornickhillary.com, and anyone could go there and view the videotape for themselves and see that not only does Mr. Hillary not have a significant limp, he has no limp at all. And the point I'm trying to make here is that if Mr. Hillary goes to trial based on fabricated evidence, you will have a fabricated verdict. And that's why we're calling for people of good conscience to really take a look at this case and see for yourself what's really going on here.
Yeah, so as you say that people of good conscience, how do you do that? Obviously, you come on shows like this one, but what else do you do to rattle the roofs and sort of raise the volume on this story? Because as you know, we live in a 140 character world and people are zooming all over the place, and it's easy to have that get lost in the middle of everything that's going on.
Well, that is correct, and that's why we encourage people to go to truthfornickhillary.com. There's a whole lot more about this case, but if you go to truthfornickhillary.com, you will see ways in which you can help. Mr. Hillary personally is a Christian. He's only requested that people pray for him. However, we understand that for this fight, we will need a little bit more than prayers. So there are ways that the public can help, the public can get involved and support this man, because he is an innocent man. And what the takeaway from this is that if this can happen to Mr. Hillary, this can happen to you, and this can happen to your son or your daughter. And when someone has two alibi witnesses and there's no physical evidence connecting them to a crime, they should not be charged with murder in the United States of America.
Well, we're speaking with Manai Tafari, and he is a criminal defense attorney. We're talking about Nick Hillary's case, which comes up to trial in November. What has this done to his family? I briefly mentioned that he's got five children.
He does. He actually has three children under the age of five. He has a five-year-old boy and also two-year-old twins. As far as they're concerned, it's a little bit easier because I don't believe they grasp the ugliness of what's going on. However, he does have a daughter who's 18 years old and a son who's 14. And during their formative years, they've had to live in a community that thinks their father is a murderer. And rumors that have been spread about him have caused his children to be bullied in school. His daughter actually received a scholarship to Clarkson University, where he was a former coach. And that scholarship was taken away as soon as her father was charged. So this has affected more than just Mr. Hillary. It's affected young children here. And I think that's a very sad part of the story. And the saddest part of the story is that a young boy died and there's no justice for him.
Yeah, and that was my next question. So has it just been, okay, this is the guy, we're going to go through this trial process, and this case is done because we've got our guy, he was charged, et cetera, and we're not looking at anything else?
Well, that's a big part of it, actually. The police found their man, and then they attempted to figure out the facts to make it fit, as opposed to going where the facts lead you. Now, on truthfornickhillary.com, you will see much more information on this case, and you will see that there were other suspects who work in law enforcement who actually participated in the investigation of this case. And once people realize that, you understand that there's something going on here that's quite ugly and quite unfortunate and unjust.
Yeah, when you go back again and you look at this, and one thing that we should mention is when you look at Nick Hillary, he has a civil rights lawsuit pending against the Potsdam Police Department that was initiated, 2.5 years or something before? And do you think that has anything to play into this, because before he was charged with the murder?
Well, immediately when this murder took place, Mr. Hillary's face was leaked in newspapers to the public. And I believe when Mr. Hillary did his civil rights lawsuit, he was basically coming out to say, look, I did not do this, and I'm going to fight to protect my good name. Now, it should be understood that the district attorney that was in office for 6 years before this murder took place did not bring Mr. Hillary's case to a grand jury. She looked at the case, and I would assume there's no evidence tying Mr. Hillary, so it wasn't brought. The current DA ran for office based entirely on this unsolved murder. And the current DA stated that she would arrest and charge the perpetrator before she even got into office. And within 5 months of this district attorney assuming office, she took a grand jury out on Mr. Hillary. So this has been a political case from the get-go. Political careers have been made on this case, and people are looking to further political careers by convicting an innocent man.
Yeah, Manai, as you said, the thing that's scary here is for people listening across the country, certainly there's people in the Northeast that hear America Tonight, but for other people listening, the scary thing here is what you said, is that there was no DNA evidence, none of that stuff, nothing that could connect him, no physical evidence to, sadly, the boy's tragic death, and then somebody else is also roaming around, and if this could happen to him, as you're saying, this could happen to anyone, and that's the scary thing, isn't it?
Correct. And I would just also add, because it's a very important thing to understand, this indictment, the murder indictment, has previously been dismissed. And in the first dismissal, which is also available on truthinthehillary.com, the judge cited that the prosecutor used her own opinion and poisoned the grand jury in order to get the first indictment. So this case has already been dismissed against Mr. Hillary, but undeterred, this prosecutor, who understands that her political career is based on this case, brought another indictment against Mr. Hillary, and that is the case that will be going to trial in November. But again, if people really look at this case and not take my word for it, but actually go and do their own research and trust science, trust DNA evidence, trust fingerprint evidence, and trust an alibi that's been threatened with charges himself and will not change his story. When you take all these facts into consideration, you understand that an innocent man is being framed for the death of an innocent boy.
Yeah, Manai, last one. Since you're working so closely, obviously you're working on the case as Nick's federal criminal attorney. How are his spirits during this whole thing? Because this has gone on for so long.
It's gone on quite long, and Mr. Hillary is a very spiritual person. He's a Christian. He attends church every Sunday, and he's being prosecuted by the biggest county in New York, but he understands that when truth is on your side, you could stand against the universe, and he's undaunted in his stand for justice, and he also understands that by this fight, he has the ability to help other people who will be similarly situated and who don't have lawyers and who don't have the resources he has or the platform he has to fight this injustice.
Yeah. All right, good luck with your case, and certainly we'll send people there and we'll keep an eye on it and have you back on. Manai Tafari, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I recognize. not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I got health insurance that only works if I die. Oh, what if I live? America's when there's no words left to say it all like a kid.
We talked about this issue for so long. Every single year we go to Washington and we look at what's going on with health care and Obamacare. And the thing that always keeps coming back is, what is the solution? What is the solution? What is there to do to counteract what is now this policy in place that's frankly not working for how many people? How often do we talk about what's happening with the middle class? So check this out. Our pals from the National Center for Public Policy Research proposed a 5-point plan for repealing Obamacare and, here's the big part, replacing it with a free market alternative. Dr. David Hochberg joins us. He's a senior fellow and healthcare policy analyst at the National Center for Public Policy Research. He's part of that whole think tank thing. David, thanks for joining us on ATN.
Thanks for having me.
So you and I have talked about this before, and I remember the first time I ever asked you about, okay, so what else can we do? And you came up with some great solutions, and some of them have been fleshed out a little bit in this 5-point plan. So let's talk about the plan. What do you think is the number one thing that can easily happen that the Republicans could jump onto and do?
Sure, and I also need to give a lot of credit to my boss, Amy Ridenour, because a lot of these ideas were hers as well, not just mine. Well, hey, look, it's a matter of, you know, like Margaret Thatcher once said, you know, first you win the argument, then you win the vote. And especially with something as complicated as healthcare policy, it's vital that Republicans actually do something to try to educate the American people about, one, what's wrong with Obamacare, and two, what can replace it. Let's just start with one of the basic things they could do is they could hold a lot more hearings on, you know, problems with Obamacare and alternatives for free market reforms. You know, there's no shortage of Obamacare problems they could focus on. And as far as free market reforms go, I think that would be a particularly good idea because, you know, let's face it, the GOP has not coalesced around a single plan yet or even, you know, a basic set of ideas for free market reform. And, you know, holding hearings with different experts talking about the different congressional plans, what is likely to work, what might not work as well, you know, so well, would be a great way to start getting Republicans, especially on Capitol Hill, to talk, you know, to thinking about, you know, where they can come together and coalesce around you know, a single plan. The other thing, you know, is that they need to start, you know, holding, you know, more town hall meetings when they can. You know, Republicans, you know, once they have, you know, some ideas for reform, they need to go out and start, you know, talking to their constituents about it. You know, that's a simple thing that they can do. You know, we also suggest that the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader appoint what we're calling a healthcare working group, where you know, they have some members of Congress that they trust and are committed to repealing Obamacare and replacing it. Each member would be an expert on a specific facet of healthcare reform. And they could act as a sounding board for the leadership. They could also, you know, they would be sort of the go-to people for when the Republicans need to engage with the news media on health care reform. So those are some of the things that, you know, we've suggested. And, you know, we're going to be pushing this some more here in the future. And hopefully we can get some members of Congress to take notice.
Yeah, David, it's interesting because as I started off in saying, what about the solutions, we have a debate coming up on August 6th, and, you know, healthcare always comes up, but there's never anything really specific or something to gravitate toward, I think, that would make a difference for some of these people that are, number one, running, and I love your idea about having the experts. So everybody has a leg of this, and it's much easier when you parcel it down because there's so many moving parts, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you could have, you know, a couple members who know specifically about the problems of Obamacare. You could have others that could talk about, you know, if, let's say, tax credits is the way we want to go for helping people fund health care and buy health insurance. You could have one or two, an expert on that. You could have another expert on how we change the employer-based health care system. You could have another one who is able to talk about out-of-state competition. You know, these are things that, you know, that a healthcare working group like that would be, you know, it's a great way to get, to engage the debate, to have people with expertise. And then, you know, when a member says, look, I've got to go on my local press, I've got to go on, you know, I got to go talk to my constituents, can you give me a couple of pointers on this, on these matters? And, you know, they have a working group that they can go to.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth. The other thing that you say, and one of the things that Amy Ridenour said, who you mentioned, your boss, chairman of the National Center for Public Policy, I love that she said this, that transparency is the enemy of bad legislation. Isn't that the truth? Because we keep hearing that the Obama administration is transparent, and even the most liberal of my friends that covers the White House says this is the problem. They're not transparent. And so transparency would really help, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, you don't want to end up with another instance of, you know, you have to pass it to find out what's in it. You know, the Republicans would need to commit to making this process as transparent as possible. You know, be very upfront about what you're doing in each part of the legislation. Also, try to keep the legislation as short as possible, not, you know, a 2,000-page bill, you know, a 200-page bill at most. And just be as transparent as possible. You know, obviously, you know, members are going to talk behind closed doors at times, and that's understandable. But you're going to have to commit yourself to letting people know, you know, what transpired behind the closed doors. You know, and then that is, you know, not easy to do. But you know, if you want to distinguish yourself, one, from what this administration and the Democrats did, and two, keep the trust of the American people in this process, that's what you're going to have to do. That is what true transparency requires.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth. All right, Dr. David Hochberg, thanks so much. National Center for Public Policy Research. We'll see where this 5-point action plan goes. I love it. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right, so just to flesh this out a little bit more, you heard about the 5-point action plan that Hochberg suggested. It's interesting because that's what I said at the top. If it is about coming up with solutions, then I don't care, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever label anybody wants to throw out there who's on the Hill and is batting about the possibility of some other things. I think the idea of holding the weekly hearings on the key health issues is important. Why not? I've said this all the time. Shouldn't you have a big, giant blackboard in your office and here are the top things, not all the little picky things that we're working on? Focus on some of the bigger things and break it down. The town hall meetings, because then let's hear from everybody. If people think it's working, let's hear what's working. Let's hear what's not working. Let's hear what's really going on in the healthcare system. Let's learn what you and I have to say. Let's hear what the public has to say. Remember, those town hall meetings right before the plan was passed, when nobody really even knew what was in it. I mean, I'll never forget this. This was one of the crazy things. There were some members of Congress who went out, but then they couldn't answer the specific questions. Now we've got the system in place, so let's talk about it. And especially, too, I think that's what's really strong is have every member become an expert. So, like, in other words, there's one aspect of the Health Care Reform Act that you know. There's something that you know like the back of your hand, so you can talk about it and you get it. You're focusing on that one piece. Certainly there are enough people on the Hill that could happen very, very easily. Instead of standing around and just answering back, it's terrible, it doesn't work, it's a, we need to repeal it, but yet we have no suggestions. How about some meaty suggestions? So I love the fact that they took a stab at this and threw it out there that, okay, here's a 5-point plan. Here's how you can evaluate, here's how you could repeal, here's how you could replace it, and then come up with something better, because in that research you would come up with something better. And that's what it's about. If you talk to people in passing the healthcare legislation, because it was a long time coming and nothing happened, the answer is, well, we had to throw something in there. Boom, we got it passed. It's a miracle. And now we're taking it apart. But that part isn't happening. That isn't happening. There is no sounding board. We need a sounding board in D.C., for goodness sake. So I love it. I love the idea of throwing up solutions, for sure. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.